Welcome to the Arkansas Baptist Women Podcast. On this season, we will talk about the beauty of belonging to a gospel-centered, like-minded community that shapes and encourages us to love God and to be present in our calling.
We are excited to sit down with different women from all stages of life and hear what God is doing in their life in an area of ministry that God has called them to. Join us as we find encouragement in the work and presence of God as He is reflected through casual conversation around coffee and authenticity.
Hey ladies, we are so excited to be back again this week with our friend Jennifer Francis, who is a mom of two. She is married to Josh and she is in full-time ministry at Cross Church. She enjoys being outside and she enjoys spending time at her home. And so we're going to get to know more about just her life of ministry and just her current season where she is as a mom, as a wife. And so welcome.
Thanks for having me today. This is fun.
We're so glad you're here. I love seeing all my friends, and it's so fun that we get to do this with you.
I know. It's like my two worlds collided, too, with my Northwest Arkansas world and my Central Arkansas world with both of y'all, so it's super fun.
Isn't that fun? And that is what, so you grew up in Benton, and then, but you've spent the last, I don't know, how many years of your life ever since, what, college?
As soon as I graduated college, I moved to Northwest Arkansas. So 18 years. I've almost been up here longer than the place I call home, which is so crazy to me. It's been, June 1st is when I moved up. So it'll be 18 years then.
That's so wild. Well, good. Well, our only connection, I think, might be through just your extended family through your family and then through my husband, Luke, and maybe his family. But so I am so excited. And obviously, you have a relationship and a friendship with Hannah just from being up in Northwest Arkansas together and ministry together. But today, tell us about just your life, your family, your work, and just you.
So like Morgan said, I've been married to my husband Josh for 17 years. We have two kids. Brody is 16 and he's wrapping up his sophomore year in high school, which is so crazy to me. Jillian is 14 and she's finishing up the eighth grade. And so a lot of our life revolves around them and their sports and just anything that they're doing. I've been on staff at Cross Church for 13 years, which is so crazy that it's been such a great long season there. For 12 of those years, I was on staff at our Fayetteville campus. So Cross Church has three campuses. We're actually about to open a fourth campus, but right now three campuses. I was at the Fayetteville campus for 12 years. And then about a year and a half ago, transitioned over to the Springdale campus. And so I'm kind of in a new role there for me, which is really fun, but it's neat to be at a church where I've been at for a while. And so I know the culture and know the staff, just doing something new. And then really in our free time, we go to kids sports, and we drive one child places. Brody started driving this fall, which helps a ton. But I still spend a lot of time in the car and a lot of time at sporting events, and we wouldn't have it any other way.
That's so fun.
That is fun. That's exciting. Okay, so Jennifer, tell us about just a mentor in your life that has had an impact on you, whether it's been one mentor or a mentor in a certain season. How has mentorship and just who those people are shaped your life?
Yeah, well, you mentioned I grew up in Benton and I went to First Baptist Benton. And when I felt called to ministry, there were a couple ladies on staff there that really walked that out with me, what that looked like. It was Laurie Cox and Frances Raley, and they were so kind to just navigate that with me, show me what it looks like to be a woman in ministry. What's it look like to have a family? What's it look like to have a spouse in ministry? It really just called out gifts that were in me and helped me navigate that. Through various seasons, I've had different mentors. I've been so blessed up here to have women that I'm on staff with who are maybe a season ahead of me in motherhood, who are able just to encourage me and really just show me what that looks like to do ministry, to do motherhood well. One neat thing about my story is my mom has been on a church staff for almost 30 years. And so I really had the best mentor in my home of what does it look like to serve on a church staff? What's it look like to have a family? What does it look like to not only love your job, but what's it look like to serve your church outside of your job? And what's it look like to raise kids who love the local church? And I think my parents were such great examples of that, but really my mom, my mom is still a fun part of our story. My mom and I are on staff together at the same campus. And so I get to see my mom every day at work, which is so fun. That really shaped me is having this, you know, I had a front row seat to someone who was doing what I'm doing now. And that probably has shaped me more than any other mentor that I've had in any season of ministry.
That's awesome.
That's so fun. In this specific season that you're in with your kids being in high school and or Jillian's about to be in high school, what do you, and I mean, you just stepped into a new role, but I mean, kind of been there like a year or so now in this new seat. What do you feel like the Lord is teaching you in this season?
I feel like it's been a journey and probably really started with my transition over to a new role at a different campus after such a long, wonderful season at Fayetteville campus. But I just think the Lord has just given me just a fresh new, you know, opportunity to learn to trust Him. I feel like I'm trusting Him in this role. I'm trusting Him. Josh and I are trusting Him so much with our kids. You know, you get to that season with your kids where you're starting to see, like, you know, we're in the fourth quarter, really, with, especially with Brody. I mean, we launch him out in 2 years to college. And one of the things I've been praying is, Lord, like, help me to trust you more, because I want to be able to, when we get to that point, to send him out with full confidence in the Lord and who the Lord has made him to be, and knowing that he's ready for that. Proverbs 3:5-6 has been a verse that's just been on my heart so much. And one of the versions I love, it says that if you submit to, like, you submit to the Lord's ways, he will direct your paths. And so it really has been a season of saying, okay, Lord, I'm going to submit, I'm going to trust, and then I'm going to watch you work and move in my life, in our marriage, in the life of our kids, in our church, and just trying to walk in obedience in that. But I feel like it's just been an old school lesson of just trusting the Lord more.
That's good.
That's really good. And like, that's something I feel like we always have to learn, like, over and over and over, but it looks different in every season.
It does.
Which is really kind of the Lord to always just keep reminding us of those things. One thing that I have learned the most about you over my last, I don't know how long I've known you, but you're one of the most disciplined people that I know. And
I love it.
She really is. And it's like something that I've learned so much from her. But, and as I was like thinking about this question, I realized I still have a book that you've given me. I found it in our book bin that is about this question. And I was like, oh, I still have this and I never gave it back to her.
I love that. Just keep it.
But what are your daily and weekly rhythms with the Lord in this season? What does that look like for you meeting with the Lord right now?
Yeah. So, you know, just daily, I'm walking through just a chronological reading plan. I typically do this every year. I changed it up this year, changed up my reading plan, and I'm doing Foundations, which is the Galatians reading plan. And so that one's really fun and different. I have been pretty consistent with a Bible recap for years, and so I switched it up this year, and that's been great. I really have simplified my time with the Lord as far as just resources and things this year. And I think it's just brought some peace to what I'm doing in the mornings. I have loved this very detailed prayer journal that I have used for many seasons. And in this season, I just needed to tuck it away. And I am currently, I mean, outside of reading, the things I'm praying for my kids right now are, it's a printed out document that our student ministry sent us on verses to pray for your kids. And that's what I'm using every single day. And I just tuck it in my Bible. I pull it out in the mornings. I pick a verse or two to pray over my kids for the day. And I pray over each of them with that. And then I have about, I would say probably 8 to 10 index cards in my Bible that are just scripture that I'm trying to get into my own heart right now, just for the season the Lord has me in. And I just read through them every morning, pray through them sometimes. Sometimes I just read them. Sometimes I just read them out loud, or I try to say them, and then I go about my day. On the weekends, I mean, y'all both, you know, have been in local church ministry, so you understand this. Fridays is my day off, so I can linger those mornings. I'm usually outside on the porch, and I'm not rushed. I read, I journal, I do a lot of things that maybe during the week I don't have as much time to do. Brody said a couple of Saturdays ago, he was like, you were out there for an hour. What were you doing? And I was like, yeah, welcome to weekends. Like, it's the time I finally have to sit.
Yes.
And then I love, you know, Morgan mentioned, I love to be outside. I go walking in our neighborhood every single day. And I already went this morning, before I even joined y'all on here, but I love to listen to worship music. I love to pray. This morning I didn't even listen to anything. I just walked and just spent time outside, and it was wonderful. And so sometimes, you know, I'm praying through things. Sometimes I come straight home from work and I need to go walk and just pray and release my day to the Lord before I can come back in and serve my family, or, you know, head to a ball game or whatever it is that I'm going to do. But yeah, I think it's fun sometimes just to change those things up. And so in this season, probably since the fall, it's my quiet times looked a little different, but still really meaningful, still really rich. And I'm grateful for that.
That's cool.
That's good. Jennifer, tell us what you are listening to, what you're reading, just in a way that we get to know kind of where you are as you're growing in ministry, but also personally. It's one of my favorite questions to ask our listeners, because I feel like we can kind of see the humor in what we find ourselves and who we're listening to, but also see just this desire of depth and growth and maturity as we are finding books and podcasts that we're listening to.
Yeah. So things I'm reading, I just finished J.P. Pakluta's book, Your Story Has a Villain, which is all about spiritual warfare. It honestly is a great book. I wasn't sure. I don't even know why I picked it up. I think I just kept seeing it places and I was like, I should read this. But I think it gave me a perspective of spiritual warfare and just the battle that we fight every day. And even the battle that we fight, you know, daily in parenting as we pray for our kids and as we battle for them. So that book was great. A book that I'm reading currently that is, I'm having to go slow through it because it's really a lot and it's really working on my heart, but it's Age of Opportunity by Paul David Tripp. And it's just a biblical guide to parenting teens. And so it's really great. You know, he wrote Shepherding a Child's Heart, and I read that when my kids were toddlers. And so it feels like it's the grown-up version of that. It's just walking through the things, not only that you're dealing with your teens, but like, it's really what are you dealing with as a parent in your own heart that impacts the way you parent your kids. And that's been the part that's been so convicting for me, is like, you know, what are the idols that I have in my own life that impact the way that I parent my teens? And so that's been really good. Things I'm listening to, I love to listen to all kinds of podcasts. I love, I was like nerdy, like health and wellness podcast. I love Dave Ramsey. I love when people call in with their questions. So sometimes that's just like people who just have random questions about money. Like, I love those kind of podcasts. I have one kid who's super into politics and things that are happening, just in the political realm. So to have engage in these conversations with Brody, I have to really know those kind of things. And so I'm trying to listen to that, listening to things to hear it from a biblical worldview as well. So basically my listening range is from health and wellness, money, and politics. So I feel like that's really well-rounded, podcasts. Some of them are like super nerdy, but things that I really enjoy.
That's amazing. As we're kind of transitioning more into like questions about like you and like getting to know you and your story and like where you've like been and where you and Josh are now and all that kind of stuff. Your call to ministry story is one that I think is just always so encouraging. And we talked about this even before we hopped on, but walk us through your call to ministry story and like your journey to the role that you have now. You've been in ministry full time for 13 years now, but you were called to ministry when you were younger. And so walk us through that whole season.
Yeah. I felt called to ministry my senior year of high school. I was confident I was going to go into like medical world, dental world, something like that. I loved biology. I loved math. Probably also why I like nerdy podcasts. It makes sense that it's all connected. And so that was kind of the world in which I lived in senior year at a Disciple Now weekend. Really just felt the Lord call me to ministry and started walking that out. I went to Washita Baptist. I majored in Christian studies and graduated. And like I talked about earlier, as soon as I graduated and moved up to Northwest Arkansas, Josh had a job lined up up here. And I did not. And so we got to Fayetteville and I took a job with a public school up here in a pre-K classroom. And so I did that for about a year and a half, still feeling very called to ministry. But my assignment in that season was in the public schools. And I did that for about a year and a half. Our story is that we were married for about 3 months before we got pregnant with Rhodey, which, was not part of our plans, but it was the story that the Lord wrote for us. And we're so grateful for that. And so, that I had only been in public school for about a year and a half and then stayed home, with Rhodey. And so I was a stay-at-home mom for a few years. We had Jillian, still felt very called to ministry, but my assignment in that season was being a mom. And we were members at what was then First Baptist Springdale, which is Cross Church. And Cross Church went to launch a Fayetteville campus. And the campus was about 5 minutes from our house. And so we knew we wanted to be a part of that. And we moved to that campus to be a part of the launch there. So we were lay people serving in the church, serving at this newly launched campus. The kids were 2 and Jillian wasn't even a year old yet. And I got really connected in women's Bible study there. And just through connections and conversations, was asked to take on probably about 9 months after the campus launched to step into the role of director of women's ministry there. The kids were 3 and 1 at the time. And so I had just turned 27. So I felt called to ministry at 18, stepped into my first ministry job in the church at 27 years old. And I will tell you that those years from 18 to 27, in a preschool classroom, at home with my kids, those were preparation years for where God placed me. And those weren't wasted years. I don't feel like that I felt called to ministry at 18 and then the Lord didn't fulfill that until I was 27. I feel like I was called to ministry and that calling was always in my life. And God gave me different assignments for different seasons. And through that, you know, I ended up not only doing women's ministry at Cross Church, but I did preschool ministry for almost a decade. Well, I think about that season God had me in that pre-K classroom and how God used that season for what was ahead for me. And just, you know, knowing how to relate to a preschooler and knowing how to work with preschool parents and all those things. And just being a mom myself and Josh and I being young parents, the Lord used all of that. And so I just feel like that is just a neat, I don't know, my journey, everybody's journey in ministry is different, but I'm so grateful for the uniqueness of mine because I can see God's hand and how he directed that, you know, through going part-time. And then a few years later was offered a full-time position. And I just think the Lord's continued to open doors here. It's been a real blessing and it's been a neat journey to walk out for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So tell us, how, and we've talked a little bit about just you are fully present in ministry in your church, but you're also fully present at home as a wife and as a mom, as growing kids. And really just, I love your, just where you are in your intentionality, knowing that there are just such short years in front of you before you launch your kids. And so how would you describe balancing full-time ministry, mothering teens and your marriage?
There's a real dependency on the Lord that has to take place for that all to happen. And I think early on, I thought I could keep this real pretty balance of it. And what I've realized over time is there are certain places I just need to lean in more. Sometimes work requires me to lean in more there. Ministry requires that. Sometimes I need to lean in more in a season in my marriage. Sometimes I need to lean in more in motherhood. That's where I am right now, is I'm really leaning in more with teens. And so I think, you know, our family, and Hannah can probably speak to this, our family was all in together in ministry, and that really helped a lot as far as feeling more probably balanced. And if you got me, you got the Francis children, and you got Josh Francis too. And we were just all in together. And I think that feeling like my family's a part of that in the ministry, it's not just a calling on my life, it's a calling on our family, and we're all in it together, has helped keep that at times feel more balanced. You know, I think at the end of the day, like, I want to be faithful in all of those things. And so I have to trust the Lord that if I'm walking in the Spirit and I'm relying on Him, that He's going to work out what it looks like to be faithful. And sometimes that may mean I get less done in the office that day and I have leaned into hearts more at home. Or maybe that means that I took a longer lunch to have a lunch date with Josh, and maybe I didn't get as much done at the office, but I can trust the Lord in that because I know that He has me where He needs me in that moment, in that season. A lot of days I go to bed and wonder if I got it right that day, but I do think that just a dependency on the Lord has allowed our family to walk this out, and has allowed me as a mom to be able to do that as well.
Yeah. How would you say, with the balance of ministry and home, do you find feeding the community and friendships in your life?
Yeah, that's a great question. It is hard because I feel like when you've given your time to your spouse and then to your kids and to ministry, it leaves a little margin for that community. One of the greatest gifts of being at Cross Church, like the greatest gifts, is the friendships I have in with the people on staff. And they feel like family to us. And in that, I get to work with people who really are some of my closest friends. And so I can cultivate those friendships during the day. Like even now at Springdale campus, I have friendships there with girls that I just like adore. And so being able to do life with them has been great. And then also some of my closest friends are pastors' wives as well. And so we're kind of all navigating that together and doing that, just those seasons of life together, which is really fun. So I think that helps with the community aspect of it.
That's awesome. And so I love that because I think that is an often a huge piece that we, that God calls us to grow in as the church and as in relationships with other people and with relationships with other women ahead of us, behind us, peers that stand beside us. I think that's awesome. And I love that you have that camaraderie and that fellowship with people on staff. And I think it takes time to cultivate. You probably would say that too. Okay. How do you find joy in serving your church and serving the church in your role, beyond just your role? How do you find other ways to serve the church? I think Hannah told us about you
She hosted like, and I think this even kind of goes into like your whole family being a part, but like you hosted a small group for our college ministry and just different things like that. So we'd love to hear just like your love for the church beyond what your day-to-day task is.
I think one of the things that we have really tried to do is to serve, to not only just be a part of a staff team, but to find places where each person in our family has their place that they get to use their gifts and they get to serve. And so Josh and I love having people in our home. So we have consistently had a college small group. I say small group. I mean, Hannah can, there's not small.
That's not small by any
means. We've consistently had 60 kids in our home every week, college students, which is so fun. It's so fun. And we've loved that. You know, a couple months ago, we had one of our, we have a group of college students who are heading to Columbia for the summer. We had them over for dinner, and we have different things like that, where we just love to have different opportunities like that to host people in our home. I have really had a desire to help some in student ministry. My kids, though, every time I show up, they make a face that tells me that that may not be where they want me to use my gifts. So we're still figuring that out a little bit. So I'm kind of behind the scenes, like to do things for student ministry. They just don't like for me to be out front. The kids don't. So that's been really great. Yeah. So I think that fills my cup up as a mom to get to serve in the ministry where my kids are. It does not seem to fill their cup, but I'm enjoying that as well. And then, yeah, just I think one of the best things that has kept us just grounded in the ministry is not just doing things that are part of my job, but finding those other ministries where we can serve in just to serve. And it's been a blessing for sure.
Yeah. I also, like, we've talked about this and you've talked about this, about like your family as a whole is like serving the church. It's not just you, and even like your parents, your dad is back there rocking babies every Sunday too.
Yep.
Janice is back there as well. Yep. And so, but even more so, like your kids, and your kids mm-hmm. are growing up to love the church. And so I would love for you to just help, because there may be listeners that their kids are having to drag to church on a Sunday or a Wednesday. And so tell us just how you've seen your family love the church and how you've seen the Lord just foster that in both of your kids' lives. And you kind of said it started with your mom to you, but just what would you say to like those women or families as they're kind of like navigating that?
Yeah. Early on when our kids were little, Josh and I just kind of set this like probably mission statement for our kids that when our kids launched out at 18, these are the things we wanted to be true of them. We wanted them to love the Lord. We wanted them to love God's word. We wanted them to love the church, and we wanted them to love their neighbor. And I felt like if we send kids out, we launch kids out, and those are true. I couldn't ask for anything else as a mom. Like, that's a blessing. Yeah. And so those are the things though that we've also prayed for our kids, that they would have a love for the Lord, a love for his word, a love for his church, and a love for their neighbor. And in that, we have, like Hannah said, we've cultivated opportunities for that to be true. And so church is non-negotiable for our kids. They joke that they have like, and seasons lived there. And it's true. You know, there were afternoons where they came back to work with me and hung out, and they loved it. They, you know, played football with pastors in the lobby, or Jillian crafted, you know, probably with Hannah and other girls on staff. But we've also let them find their place to serve and help them to figure out what are their gifts. Now you go use that. You use it separate from mom, use it separate from the ministry that I lead, you use separate from dad and what we're doing together as a couple. And Jillian is serving in preschool ministry. Brody is, even yesterday, he told me that he was like, hey, our preteen pastor had reached out to him about VBS. Brody had already committed to serve to VBS and was inviting friends to serve with him. And so, he just did that, you know, on his own. So we've prayed that for our kids, but we've also, I don't know, I think just being all in together as a family, like it's not just that Josh serves by himself or that I serve. It's that we're all in. I think our kids have seen the church from both, you know, the backside of being a family that's in ministry, but also the front side of it, and they love it. I mentioned this to Brody and Jillian last night, and just as I was kind of talking through the questions, and Brody said, we love that we don't know any different. And I was like, that's really like, that's a great answer, that my kids love that they don't know anything different. And that is God's grace on our life. You know, we have positioned them in a way that we hope that they would love the church, but God's had to do that in their heart. And there's not anything we could do that made them love the church. It's that we placed them in that position to where they were there. We prayed that for them, and then God's been faithful and filled that gap in between there. But I'm really thankful for it. It's fun. Like, the four of us love being together up there. We love doing ministry together. In this season now, my office is at the same, like I'm at the campus where my kids are at school. So my kids are in my office all the time. They pop up during lunch, they pop up for snacks. And so I think my kids are having just a different season where they truly are, like we're getting to lean into being there together. And that's been really, really sweet and really, really fun.
That's so sweet. And I think that's so sweet that the Lord has given them that outlook on it when it could look so different. And like you said, like the Lord's just like protected and like loved them really well through
for
that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Kind of going off of that, like, and I think I got to have a really front row seat to watching you do this as a mom, but then also watching you do this in your job, but also how you took care of us like on staff too. Like you said, like you just, you created really great friendships with people on staff as well. And I just have gotten to watch your kids grow up over the last few years, and that's been such a joy.
Hannah's crying. I think this is so sweet.
I'm also like 7.5 months pregnant, so, but also that's what happened prior. What would you say is one of your favorite seasons, or maybe a season of ministry and motherhood together that has been most impactful for your walk with the Lord that you've gotten to, as you've done those like side by side?
Yeah. Probably, you know, when the kids were in elementary school, they were, I don't know, probably second grade, fourth grade. Fayetteville campus was booming. It was, we were still in the strip mall. It was growing significantly. And it just, we were all running really, really hard in that season. The kids were young. I've always thought it was a demanding season of motherhood. You just don't outgrow it. Every season is a demanding season of motherhood. Your kids just need you in different ways. But it was a season where my kids needed me quite a bit. They were little. And Josh was traveling all the time. I had a calendar in my office that I wrote out where he was, and because I couldn't remember what state he was in week to week. Mm-hmm. And some weeks he was in multiple states. And I seriously was, felt like I was juggling, like, how am I going to do this with the kids and with this job that I really loved so much and felt very called to, and I needed to lean into. And how was I going to balance, you know, being at home? And then you wonder as a mom, like, is any of this going to mess up my kids or make them not love the church or make them not want to be at the church because of just the way, you know, this season is falling? And it ended up being the sweetest season. Like the kids were coming up to work with me in the afternoons after school, and I would see them around the building, just like I mentioned before, like our staff, like hanging out and taking care of them while I could finish up some work. And it, one of the best pieces of advice I've gotten in ministry is you leave at the end of the day and you just leave it there. Like it will be there tomorrow, but like you have to go home to be present with your family. And so I was just having to believe that, like, okay, I can leave this here and I can go home and I can be mom and dad's traveling and I can get everything done and get people to sports and do all of those things and then still trust that work's going to be there tomorrow. And it was the craziest season. It was one of those seasons where the Lord did such a work in the ministries that I was able to steward. The Lord took such great care of my kids and were so kind just to provide people. And I watched, it was like the Lord just multiplied my time. The Lord multiplied what I was able to give at home. The Lord took care of things at work in a way that only He could. Like I could have probably run really, really hard and been striving and never accomplished what the Lord was able to accomplish. And it just, it was early on in ministry and it taught me so much of, again, the lesson that I'm going back and the Lord continues to teach me of just trusting Him and just a dependency on Him. And just remembering that, like, if God's called me to it and I've been obedient, then I can trust His provisions in it. And it was just a season of provisions, of provisions in motherhood, provisions in ministry, in marriage. And I think it set a foundation for my heart to be able to trust the Lord in other seasons, because I've seen His faithfulness there. You know, a lot of times when we forget God's faithfulness, but if we go back and look at His faithfulness, it encourages our heart for where we are in that current season. And so that season was just, was a sweet season. It makes me so tired to think about it, but it was such a sweet, sweet season.
Yeah.
Good.
What would you say to the woman that feels a calling from the Lord but just doesn't know what to do next? Like, how would you, as we're wrapping up this conversation, yeah, what would you say to that woman?
It's funny because I had coffee with a girl this week who I met about a week ago, and she was saying that she has had felt this stirring in her heart for several years, and she didn't know how to articulate what it was. But she finally talked to someone and realized that what she was really feeling was God calling her to ministry. And I think sometimes we walk with this sense of calling and we don't know how to walk that out. But if we invite other people into that, that's what I talked about. Even those mentors early on, I shared with them what I thought God was doing in my heart, and they helped me navigate that. So I would say invite someone into your story and into what God is doing in your heart, and just ask them to help you walk that out. It looks different for every woman in every season, but if God's calling you to something, he'll be faithful to help you get to where he's calling you to, and he'll bring people along the way. And sometimes you may not know who that person needs to be, but just pray and ask the Lord to show you. Who can you share that with? Maybe it's somebody on your church staff. Maybe it's a friend from small group. Maybe it's a woman who, you know, your kids are doing life together. But I would say do that. And then this is true for my story. Hannah, this is true for your story. I know this, but just serve wherever you are. You know, just dig in. I mean, we were serving when I was, you know, at the Fayetteville campus and called to be on our church staff. Hannah, you served as a college student before you were on staff there. And so I would say walk that calling out, but then just wherever you are, just lean all into serving there and watch what God can do through that season.
Yeah. That's good. Jennifer, this was so fun having you, and so fun getting to talk to you about just all the different ways that the Lord, like you said, is teaching you how to trust in him right now, but then ways that the Lord has just been faithful in your life. Yeah. And so we are so glad that you joined us today. And
thank you.
We are so glad, but we will see you later.
Thanks. It's been fun.